Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, the Burgundian varieties, Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, are quite often, quite sensibly, planted right next to each other. So a lot of wineries in California do really well with both of them. And one of our favorite over the years has been Hartford.
Absolutely. Hartford Family Wines or Hartford Court, depending on which label you're looking at. This is a formidable property. They are located in the Russian River Valley, and they have been for years really best known for their Pinot Noirs and their Chardonnays, which they do with a lot of sort of Burgundian nuance, but they're definitely Russian River or that area. And they also specialize in a lot of single vineyard wines. They tend to be, these are going to lean towards Saturday night dinner from a pricing standpoint, but qualitatively, I think these guys are among the best. So let's jump in.
Okay.
First one I tried recently was the 2017 Russian River Valley Chardonnay. This comes from a number of small vineyards located throughout the Russian River. It's an elegant wine with pear and apple aromas stretched over a canvas of crisp and supple, with a crisp and supple mouthfeel, and a restrained but evident oak. The wine is focused, has a nice minerality. Features some almost lemon custard kind of notes, and a long finish. I can't ask for a whole lot more than that.
You're dancing with the queen.
I'm having a great old time. And this is going to be in the $35 to $40 a bottle range. Mm-hmm. But I think for Saturday night dinner, that's really quite impressive. Now, I tried two Pinot Noirs. And as I was telling you earlier before we did the broadcast, there's a Russian River Valley Pinot Noir from 2016, and then the Land's Edge Vineyards Pinot Noir from the 2015 vintage. So if you do this, do the Russian River first, because it's spectacular. It's another small collection of vineyards located through Russian River. And you're going to find this to be a well-structured wine, aromas of cherry and spice, that's sort of classic. But then you pick up some sort of floral, almost violet notes. And it's elegantly full-bodied with supple tannins and a lingering, complex, earthy, sort of an herbal finish that goes on for a while. So you drink that and you go, wow. Doesn't get a whole lot better than that.
I love a long finish on Pinot Noir.
Yeah, I do too. So that one's going to be about $45. And then you go to the Land's Edge Vineyards. Now, these are vineyards which are located at the Land's Edge of the Sonoma Coast.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah, so, and this is just stunning. Layered flavors of berry, cherry, spice with notes of dried flowers, which I find particularly appealing, almost like a subtle potpourri with a little bit of a sort of a rose petal note. Great balance and finesse. Saturday night doesn't get a whole lot better than that for me. So
it could be a certainly special occasion.
Oh, absolutely. So these guys, I think, are firing on all cylinders. I have actually been to the property. If you ever get a chance to get out there, it is absolutely worth taking a visit because it is a spectacular looking place.
Well, let's put all of these wines on the website and people can look them up, and we'll show you how you can find these wines. They are a lot of fun. They're very, very classy. I really like them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.